A first British-Irish intergovernmental conference in more than 2 years will take place in Dublin today. The ongoing political instability at Stormont and continuing disagreements over the Northern Ireland Protocol will top the agenda. Cooperation on tackling coronavirus and concerns about the impact of the Delta variant will also be discussed. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
The British-Irish intergovernmental conference was established under the Good Friday Agreement to promote cooperation between Dublin and London on matters of mutual interest, but it hasn't met since talks in London in May 2019. A meeting had been due to take place in November 2019, but was cancelled as a result of the British general election and could not be rearranged because of COVID restrictions. Minister for Foreign Affairs Simon Coveney and Minister for Justice Heather Humphreys will today meet Northern Secretary Brandon Lewis and Junior Minister Robin Walker in Dublin Castle. Concerns about the stability of the Stormont Assembly and the ongoing dispute over the Northern Ireland Protocol will top the agenda, and there will be discussions about ongoing efforts to combat coronavirus. They are also expected to discuss how to deal with the legacy of the Troubles following the British government's controversial announcement that it plans to ban prosecutions of former soldiers. The Irish government has said it strongly opposes any such move. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will join other EU leaders for a two-day summit in Brussels later today. Leaders are due to discuss the latest COVID situation, while the Taoiseach is expected to update leaders on the Northern Ireland Protocol. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
EU leaders had been hoping to map out an exit from the COVID pandemic and to focus on travel and tourism opening up across the continent. However, the spread of the Delta variant has injected a dose of sobriety into the agenda. Leaders are expected to urge vigilance and caution as the vaccine rollout continues. While the European Commission will update leaders on the lessons learned so far, both on how Europe responded to the pandemic and how it approached the vaccine situation. The Commission is expected to recommend a number of measures to prepare for future pandemics and fresh surges of COVID. They will also recommend an EU chief epidemiologist and the stockpiling of PPE. Leaders will also discuss over €2 billion in fresh funding for Turkey, Lebanon and Jordan in their management of Syrian refugees. On Russia, leaders will discuss a last-minute proposal from France and Germany for deeper engagement with Vladimir Putin, even to arrange a leader summit so as to maximise Europe's ability to speak with one voice. The Franco-German proposal also includes the possibility for the EU to trigger deeper economic sanctions if Russia continues to, as the EU would put it, threaten their neighbours and continue to undermine Western democracies and elections. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Garda Commissioner Drew Harris is to appear before the policing authority today to explain the failure of Gardaí to properly respond to 999 emergency calls in 2019 and 2020. An internal inquiry led by an assistant commissioner into the handling of priority calls has found that in hundreds of cases, Gardaí cancelled calls before there was an appropriate policing response. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.
This internal inquiry into how the Gardaí dealt with domestic violence calls last year and the year before was set up when a victim of domestic violence raised concerns. Led by Assistant Commissioner Barry O'Brien, the inquiry examined around 3,000 999 or priority one calls to see why they had been marked cancelled on the Gardaí system. An interim report has now found that while around half of these calls were cancelled correctly, hundreds of calls from vulnerable domestic violence victims were not properly handled by the Gardaí and there was no appropriate follow-up. These and other calls are now being examined in detail as the inquiry continues. The investigation team will speak to the Gardaí and the callers involved to ascertain the full circumstances surrounding these cancellations and determine if there were any resulting adverse consequences. The Garda Commissioner will this afternoon brief the policing authority on the status and findings of the investigation so far, but Drew Harris has already acknowledged that in many cases those contacting the Gardaí for help did not receive a proper policing response. Paul Reynolds, RTE News, Dublin.
The Economic and Social Research Institute is forecasting double-digit growth in the economy this year. In its latest quarterly survey, the ESRI predicts that the economy will grow by just over 11%, mainly due to strong demand for exports. The US President Joe Biden has announced Claire Cronin as his nominee for the position of US Ambassador to Ireland. Ms Cronin currently serves as a representative and as majority leader in the state of Massachusetts. The Minister of State with responsibility for sport and Gaeltacht affairs, Jack Chambers, has said UEFA's decision to decline a request to illuminate Munich's Allianz Arena in rainbow colours during last night's Euro 2020 match between Hungary and Germany was an opportunity missed. Speaking on this programme, he said there is a need to be inclusive and celebrate Pride this month.
I think UEFA should have celebrated the request from Munich to have the stadium lit up with Pride, and I think it's really regrettable. I think even labelling it political was a missed point, and I think we need to be inclusive and celebrate Pride this month.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
A dry start for much of the country this morning with sunny spells. However, showers will develop in the northwest with rain heading southwards across the country throughout the day. Highest temperatures 15 to 23 degrees, warmest in the south and east.